And joining us right now, because it is Friday morning and you have been working hard and you have one more day maybe to go before the weekend, it is time to visit once again with Jamie Beckler, Beckler on Business. Now, Jamie, have you been going NBA this week? You know what that stands
for? I have.
You know what that stands for, right?
I don't know exactly.
Nothing but airports.
No, that is true.
Yes.
I have seen a lot of airports this week. I have seen a lot of airports and a lot of hotels.
Yeah.
I
bring this up for a reason. At Coach Beckler, by the way, on Twitter, coachbeckler.com, 3 free ebooks, including one on 101 ways to motivate. It has to be tough when you're on the road like that, and you remember it from your days in coaching, but college coaching, there weren't the long road trips. Bucks have lost 3 in a row. They're on the road right now trying to clinch a playoff berth. And I bring it up, Coach, because there are times when we go through stretches like that where it seems like life is a perpetual road trip. Or, like I've said before, a rat in a Skinner box with no positive reinforcement pellets. Or my favorite, it's like a Chinese fire drill with the car doors locked, the engine running, you're on the outside with no spare keys. And if you put those together, you know what it's like. And I thought of that this week because you've been out on the road. You have a son and a wife you love dearly. And those priorities seem at times to go right out the blessed window when you have weeks, when you're away from home and all the rest. What do you do to organize even the great motivational speaking that you do so that the other priorities don't get left behind?
Well, it begins with communicating. You know, in my situation, communicating with my spouse and finding out, you know, getting our schedules on the same page, and you know, knowing when she's working and knowing when I'm working. And you know, she has a regular job, and I have a job that's very very. I have a lot of freedom, a lot of flexibility, but when I am traveling, it's for days at a time. And there's a lot of people listening to you that have jobs that are in sales, or they're on the road quite a bit. You know, maybe they're flying different places, and you know, we just have to make sure that we're communicating with one another so we're on the same page with calendar. We have a 7-year-old. And we have to figure out, you know, where he's going after school, you know, when his school breaks are. And in fact, this week it was spring break for my son. And so they actually went to Florida this week, and I went to Vermont to speak. And then I joined them down in Florida. I then flew down to Florida and joined them. So, we were still able to have some spring break together, so that was just able. We had a speaking engagement already scheduled, and so we still compromised, and we were able to still make the best of it and still have some spring break together in Florida.
Those kinds of issues become very important to the employee, but they need to be important to the employer. And when economic times are tough, the Simon Legrees of the world come out. And then when things aren't so tough and it's harder to get people, that's when businesses suddenly say, well, I guess I gotta adjust. You know, I make the bad joke of, what? The next thing you want is to be paid for being here. There's still a lot of businesses that treat that as though you've got a paycheck, be grateful. And that doesn't always cut it, does it, Coach?
No, in fact, the paycheck really doesn't motivate people, because most people expect that they're going to get a paycheck. That's an expectation, and that really that wears off after the initial, you know, kind of honeymoon period at a job, especially if you've gotten taken a job where you get a raise, or you know, you've gotten a promotion and a bump in salary comes with that. After a very limited time, that money doesn't matter anymore. You know, you're not really seeing it as much. Maybe it's a direct deposit going into the bank account, or you just, you know, you start to figure out, well, my hourly wage is this, and I really don't care anymore. So you're absolutely right. What happens is we tend to take on, as people, that paycheck doesn't motivate us anymore. We want a little bit more. We want something, not necessarily more money, but we want more significance. We want to know that what we're doing really matters, and we also want to know that people are paying attention to us, that we're being appreciated. And a lot of times employers don't see that, because you're exactly right. They say, well, I'm paying you for this, or you're actually overpaid, maybe, is what they think. Or they start taking the employee for granted. And, you know, little things like just vacation time, little things like, you know, maybe like my son is off for spring break this week. Well, if I was able to bring him in to work one of those days, you know, and you don't want your work to become a daycare, but what you do want to have is you want to know that your boss appreciates you. You want to know that your boss understands that you have family commitments, understands that you have a life outside of work. And so as an employer, if you can understand that stuff and get to know your employees and know what matters to them, then all of a sudden you can make the workplace a whole lot better for them, and make working for your company a lot better. And then, you know, the better employee you get, the better customer service you're going to end up having. And I think about Southwest Airlines. Southwest Airlines actually does something different than most companies, in that their actual mission statement is about putting the employee first, not the customer. But they do everything they can to make the employee's life better, because in turn, if the employees are happy, then the customers are going to be happy.
I want to interject on that, Coach, because when I was doing my teaching, I remembered that. And at a time when the airlines were dripping in more red ink than the federal government, okay, done being political, Southwest was being profitable. They only had one losing quarter. And their motto was, the customer isn't always right, but the right customer is. And with that motto, that told the employees that if they went ahead and did something for the customer, the company had their back. And a lot of times when people in tough work environments felt like they were pulling the arrow out of their back, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that doesn't mean Southwest doesn't like customers or don't care about customers. It's really just a different way of looking at it. But too many companies actually say, well, the customer is right all the time. And what they do is they undercut their employees. They put more power in the customer's hands than their employees' hands. And then what happens is employees feel like, well, I'm powerless, or I'm not significant, or I'm not appreciated, but man, that customer sure is. And so they have dissatisfaction. They're disgruntled. They're a frustrated employee, which then leads to poor customer service. Where if you have great employees, or employees that really love their job, really feel like that organization has a good culture, really feels like the organization or company cares about them, then that's gonna rub off. That's gonna be a ripple effect onto the customers, and the customers are gonna perceive that as well. You can go into a restaurant, you can go into any retail store, and know pretty quickly if the employees like working there. And if the employees like working there, then your customer service is gonna be a whole lot better.
Talk about that empowerment of employees, because employees sometimes have to look at the rules, look at the circumstances, and I'll call it creative interpretation. And they know when the company's going to have their back, or if they don't go along with Rule 2747-9/6, they're going to find their backsides in the bucket. Talk about that and how that helps employees do the job and be satisfied while doing it.
Yeah, and certainly not every employee is created equal, and not every employee deserves or has earned the right to make leadership decisions and go away from standard operating procedures and go away from, you know, the management protocols. But the more you're able to empower your employees where, hey, you've got a brain too. Hey, you're the frontline soldiers. You know what's really going on in the culture of this organization. You're the one, you know, me as a manager or as a leader, I'm setting the vision. I'm kind of casting that vision. I'm casting our company in a direction I think we need to go, but you're the ones that are going to make it happen. Every day you're the frontline people, and you know, if you don't give your employees that freedom and that empowerment to really go out there and make that happen, you know, they're the ones that see what's going on when sometimes the manager or the supervisor is in an office. You know, they're doing work, but they're not really seeing what's going on right out there on the floor, right out there on the front lines, and your everyday employees are. And so, you know, ask them. Make sure you're asking them. If you're an employer, ask your employees what you need to do to take your organization to a higher level. What do you need to do to increase employee satisfaction? What do you need to do to increase customer service? What could be done? And sometimes, you know, like we talked about a few minutes ago, increasing customer service is nothing more than increasing employee satisfaction. Happy employees, and you're going to have happy customers more often. And so if you can empower them to be able to make decisions, you know, the more red tape you have, the more kind of a bureaucracy that you run, then the less satisfied your employees are going to be, because they're going to feel like their opinion doesn't matter, and that, you know, they're just the worker bees, and they don't get to use any of their talents and skills. And a lot of times people want to flourish. People want to use their potential.
Well, before we wrap up, Coach Jamie Beckler, at Coach Beckler on Twitter, coachbeckler.com. Go to the website, download the 3 free ebooks, and you tell your son that anytime he wants to come in and join Dad, we'd love to have him. We'll give him his opportunity, his 60 or 90 seconds in the sun anytime he wants it.
I appreciate that. He actually snuck in the room the other day when I was on a podcast doing an interview with a person, and he asked the interviewer about Legos. So,
well,
we had a little conversation about Legos there on a leadership podcast.
Will you tell him he can come in and talk Legos anytime, because I love them.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate you having me, Ollie.
As always, we appreciate you. Coach Jamie Beckler, Beckler on Business. Until next week, enjoy the time with the family.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The time right now, 6:57. Back with more after this.
Hello, Basemans. Tom speaking. Is Mary there? Nope, she's off today.